Welcome to Financial Services Online's weekly finance news wrap, brought to you this Saturday, April 25th, 2026. I'm your host, Paige Estratori. We lead our news roundup with small to medium enterprises, SMEs, in Australia. They are shifting focus from survival to expansion and are increasing their borrowing in the process. Compared to last year, Q4 2025 saw a surge of loan applications by 42%. OnDeck Australia, an online lender for SMEs, links this uptrend to an investment-led growth. However, changes to Payday Superset to come into effect on the 1st of July this year might trigger concerns. These changes would mean employers must pay the 12% superannuation guarantee along with wages instead of in quarterly chunks. This could mean losing a liquidity buffer and potentially reducing borrowing capacity by 7 to 15%. Alongside this, more stringent tax enforcement by the Australian Taxation Office is encouraging many SMEs to venture into financing. To navigate these impending reforms, SMEs are urged to reevaluate their financial strategies. Finance brokers are working with their clients, providing tools to ensure cash flow does not take a hit. In other financial news, Australians are bracing for significant financial reforms affecting personal finances. Some of the notable changes include an income tax reduction for the $18,201 to $45,000 bracket. Starting from the 1st of July, taxpayers in this category, you would save approximately $268 yearly. Furthermore, the federal government has introduced a 3-day childcare guarantee. From the 5th of January, eligible families now enjoy 3 days weekly of subsidized childcare. And for the essential items like groceries and fuel, businesses clocking over $10 million in turnover have to accept cash transactions valued up to $500 from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Turning to the mortgage industry, if you're considering refinancing your fixed-rate mortgage, it's crucial you familiarize yourself with break costs or early repayment fees. These fees compensate lenders for potential loss in interest income if you end your fixed-term loan prematurely. Given the rise in rates from 2.5 to 6.5%, break costs could be substantial. Make sure to consult with your lenders or mortgage brokers to understand the impact of these costs should you decide to refinance. Finally, in boating industry news, despite a 10% drop in new powerboat sales last year, enthusiasts remain committed to the sector, with static usage and membership numbers. A recent survey showed mixed dealer revenues, with 36.8% reporting an increase. As we look ahead, manufacturers are embracing innovation and sustainability, investing in eco-friendly products and technological advancements. That's a wrap on this week's finance news. We hope these highlights will help you navigate the financial waves better. Remember to explore financialservicesonline.com.au for personal and business loan finance needs. Till our next roundup, this is Paige Estratori wishing you a week of smart decisions and financial growth.